Now that spring is here and summer is close behind, I've been thinking about the grand experiences of the county fair. Most Indiana counties hold a 4-H fair, while a few, such as Harrison and Jay and Davies counties, hold both a 4-H fair and a county fair. I remember going to a fall festival in Knox sometime in my early childhood. It was held in September around the courthouse and down in Wythogan Park. The Stark County 4-H Fair began in Hamlet in 1945. Nearby LaPorte County advertises that it is the oldest fair in Indiana. Now, several other counties make the same claim. Knox County says it held its first fair in 1809. LaPorte didn't start till 1845, I think. Shelby County says they started in 1848, Spencer County in 1852, and Harrison County in 1860. And now here's the difference. Some claim to be the oldest continuous fair. Others claim to be the oldest, but they've had a few interruptions for such things as a civil war. But fairs, agriculture, exhibitions, and annual community festivals have been a part of the human experience since the Middle Ages in Europe and Asia. Early American fairs had their roots in agricultural societies of the 18th century. They were designed to improve the scope and the practice of agriculture. The farmers in some 17 counties right here in northwestern Indiana made the pages of Time magazine back in 1935, when it reported that some 8,000 people crowded into North Judson for the annual muck crop show. It was noted that 17-year-old Evelyn Edwards was the first queen of the muck crop show. She modestly mounted a throne made of spinach and onions and celery and lettuce and cauliflower, carrots, cabbage, peas and beets, there to claim her crown. The news magazine went on to explain to its thousands of city readers that muck is reclaimed old marshland. 4-H fair, county fair, or long-gone muck crop show, for decades, Hoosier folks have thronged to the agricultural-themed gatherings. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.